Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. This is where three astrologers gather on the internet and take your calls. And tonight we have Ann Ortley on the line, and we also have Heather Roan Robbins. I'm broadcasting in New York from my bright red desk, and Mark had said he would be joining us, so I'm assuming he'll arrive soon. And Heather, tell him about you. Where are you?
And this is Heather Roan Robbins. I'm calling from Ronan, Montana, where it's getting quite nippy out. We see snow on the mountains, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful fall is starting. You've already got snow. Wow, that's a little scary.
We don't have any snow here. We have about 500, like 200 feet up the mountain. The mountaintops are all covered here at the moment.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're still exposed. And we were just talking tonight about, a little bit earlier today, about we normally do a workshop in the spring. It looks like we're on for March 13th and 14th.
Yeah.
We'll confirm more about that later, but start putting that date in your in the hopper if you would like to meet with us in New York City, and we'll be putting out some information about it and about our weekend together. We've been doing this every year for 10 years now, and it's really been 12 years, and it's been good, solid work once a year. It's been great.
Yeah, so we, as Mercury entered its shadow, we astrologers figured, okay, let's pick the day. So that weekend of the 13th and 14th, and we'll be rendezvousing and taking you into some technological astrology, because if you understand the heavens, you understand your life. You get to look and see all the cool stuff going on, and we do have a lot up there going on right now. I was talking to one of my students the other day, and she goes, Ann, Mars is squaring Saturn and Pluto for the next few weeks. And I'm like, oh, it's so nice to have your students warn you. So, like, I hadn't really been paying attention to that. I've been focusing on other stuff. I'm like, oh, Mars square Saturn and Pluto. Yeah. So we're all really feeling that push to make choices, you know, because the Saturn-Pluto conjunction is coming up in January, which happens every 36 years, so it's a once every 36-year big deal. And Mars squaring Saturn and Pluto is asking you to make choices. Always, when planets talk to each other, they bring up a story for us to work with. And Mars is in the psychological approach. It's the closing square to that Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. So it's asking us to psychologically really deal with some deep stuff. And of course, Mercury is in Scorpio, Venus is in Scorpio, and then Venus rules the Mars in Libra. So kind of like Mars is in Scorpio too. There's a lot of Scorpio out there, Heather. What do you say to clients when they're running into that Scorpio energy?
Yeah, be careful. You know, this is a wonderful time to do that deep work, you know, but Mars is in a sign that it's not comfortable. Mars rules Scorpio. Venus and Mars right now are on mutual reception. They're both in each other's signs. And the sun just went into Scorpio. And you can look at the nasty stuff that's going on in the political arena. When it goes bad, it really goes bad. Now, remember, Scorpio is the highest and lowest of the zodiac. It's the Phoenix and the Scorpion. So you can choose that higher place.
You can fly like an eagle.
Absolutely. You can research. You can focus. You can do surgical thinking. It's a wonderful time for meditating and for research. But Mercury isn't that comfortable in Scorpio because it's so deep and it's so sharp and it's so sharp-edged. And it can really uncover, you know, the muck. And it normally spends 3 weeks in a sign, and it's 10 weeks in Scorpio this year.
Right. So until November 9th.
Right.
Yeah.
Until
Mark just joined us. December 9th. Yeah, it looks like Mark just joined us. Mark, you out there?
Hello, yes. Hello.
Hi. So what do you think about all the Scorpio in the sky?
Well, I kind of like it because it's intense, but I don't like the way it's playing out. It's leading to a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
Which I don't like to see. But I like the intensity.
Right.
I just
what would you say is the best way to use it?
Best way is really to delve deeply into things, as you were saying. It's good for research, for deeply understanding, for knowing the sort of emotional sublayer to things that are going on. So, and that's often revealed as motives for people. The emotional motives are often easier to see when a lot of Scorpio is happening.
They kind of surface. Plus, we have a new moon this weekend. And last year, we had the Sun and Venus at the same degree, at 3 Scorpios. So the new moon's right at 4. So there's this whole desire to surface stuff, you know. Really, you know, kind of, you know, and I always think of Scorpio. I had a friend who was a Scorpio, and his boss was having an affair. So he sent all these flowers to the girlfriend and this and the other and spent all this money. And so they, you know, they were checking out the boss. And some, you know, he knew all, you know, he was the CEO. He's this good Scorpio. He kept CFO, rather. Knew where all the money was. So he showed him some of the stuff. He goes, but, you know, they didn't ask me about the $300 a month, a week he spent on her in flowers. Because he said they were for the office, but they went to her house. And I'm like, well, you didn't tell him? He goes, well, they didn't ask. But I know about them, you know. So it was kind of like, that's Scorpio, you know, it kind of reveals the information, but not all of it. You know, it tells you, and then you go, oh, I think there's something else there, you know.
Right.
And they go, maybe. And then, you know, okay, let me ask, right? So it's got that secretive. But with the new moon, it amplifies, because then the moon goes, moon's in there too. So there's just a lot of. A lot of stuff burbling up. Plus, Mercury's retrograde in Scorpio till December 9th, but it goes retrograde on Halloween, and so it. But it's telling the story now since the 11th. It's been talking to us about the things we should be paying attention to. So, always fun. Always
and
fun.
It is.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, looking at the politics again. I want to come back to that Mars, that Saturn, Pluto conjunction. And, you know, it happens every 36 years, but it hasn't happened in Saturn's own sign of Capricorn since Martin Luther confronted the Catholic Church in 1517. So it's, you know, it is a time when there was so much change around that time. It is getting really raw out there, and I want everybody kind of to take good care of themselves around their issues of security and structure and relations with their father and challenges with their teachers and all of this. It's going to cook now through January, through into February, but if we can give ourselves just a little bit of breathing space here, just kind of notice it, don't necessarily take on the world's tension around that, especially as Mars squares it this week. You know, deal with it, honor it, do the work, but don't get stuck in it.
Right, right.
Yeah, well,
it's really not about getting stuck in it. It's about working with it in a higher form. Mark?
At our gathering on Tuesday, I mentioned right action. This is it's really what we need to do to handle this Mars-Pluto energy. It's take what we know to be right action. And that's different in every case and for every person, but it's one of those things where you know what the right action is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do that very, very in a very focused way with this energy of Mars, Pluto. And Saturn is in the picture as well. So.
And that's such a good, you know, the positive side of Mars, of Saturn, is that it's right action, it's responsibility. It's, you know, the good authority figure that we all need to have an image of so that we can take on our authority in a good way.
And it's about us being in right relationship to our own authority.
Yep.
So it's a great time to, you know, take responsibility for behaviors or actions, kind of look at stuff and say, yeah, you know, I need to be accountable for this. It's got a lot of accountability to it. And that, I think, you know, we forget, you know, one of Saturn's jobs is to teach us about the cycle of what we reap, we sow. So when we're, you know, sometimes moaning a little bit about, you know, the way things are going for us, it's a consequence of our actions. So we're kind of like, oh, okay, that was the choices I made got me to where I am. Now, of course, we can always choose differently. That's the beauty of life. but that we're kind of facing consequences or facing decisions about choices and how we're going to do. And that's part of the, you know, part of it. Somebody was talking, you know, that all these people had been fired this week, and it was kind of like, well, do they really actually want to be there at that job? You know, this is a consequence of being them being set free from the position, too. You know, it's like looking, remember when you're having these transits to take, he just passed away, the guy in Baltimore. He would say to you, don't ask why this is happening to you, ask why this is happening for you. And
yeah.
So, yeah, kind of Elijah Cummings. When he was talking to Michael Cohen, and Michael Cohen's like, I'm going to jail, I'm losing my law license, look at what I've done to my life. And he said, you know, this is what I say to my kids, don't ask why it's happening to you, ask what it's for. And then
right.
you can back up a little from it, because it is intense energy. And what is what are you being asked to look at and delve into to understand your role? And, you know, again, don't put your pressure on yourself. Give yourself, okay, I have to look at this and delve into it and understand it, but the point of it is for me to make wise decisions for the future, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the next chapter. That changeability
Beautiful.
Is there. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, kind of juicy.
Yeah.
That is. And so the sun has gone into Scorpio, and we have Mercury turning retrograde on Halloween. And Venus is sextiling Pluto this week. So there's some deep old emotions. You know, the ancestors are going to be walking with us. And to really notice that, the Day of the Dead, it might be time with Venus sextile Pluto and Mercury retrograde to go back and choose to use to connect with your memories in a good way. You know, to remember who you loved and who you've let go of. And in New Mexico, they make, you know, the old school restaurants and stores up in Taos would, you know, they'd put out a place where everybody who worked there would put pictures of their beloved dead and just kind of honor them and make them their food and put it there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of sitting with those memories this week because they will be coming through.
Right, right, right. Reminiscing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reminiscing, remembering, and even talking to them. That
mm-hmm.
veil between the worlds is very thin on
mm-hmm.
All Saints Day. You know, and it's a Celtic New Year, but it's also like a crossover time. So it's a really good time to contact them. You know, I know in my case,
mm-hmm.
the other day I scheduled an appointment with a medium, and it's for Halloween, you know, so I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm going to be talking to dead people on Halloween. I guess that makes sense, you know.
You're really celebrating it upright.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, I had gone to her, and she was really good. And
mm-hmm.
so I thought, you know, I got some questions. I want to go, you know, my dad passed. I think I want to go see if he pops in. Because the last time I went to her, my
mm-hmm.
mother popped in. And I was like, wow, she knew my mother's name. She knew her birthday. And
wow.
I thought, well, maybe I would just talk to her and see if Dad pops in. Or Mom, I'll take either one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm at a crossroads, you know, so it's always good to talk
mm-hmm.
to your elders, whether you can actually talk to them through a medium or just talking to them in general. So
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we got a bunch of callers. We should take some calls.
Okay, ready to roll.
Ready to roll. Hi, 631-419, you're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Debbie. How are
Debbie?
You?
Well, oh, man, hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys tell me when this health transit's going to be leaving?
Okay. What's your birth information?
11:10 p.m.
Okay.
Queens,
and where?
New York.
Queens,
New
York.
New York.
All right. So this is the health. Is this the brain stuff, or is this something else?
No. I have this hiatal hernia. I'm on medication for like 3 months now.
Okay.
And I could still only eat mashed potatoes, pudding, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's very depressing. And,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah. well,
know.
Food is one of the pleasures of, So it's been 3 months.
And, like, how all this rotten energy up there is going to hit me. Ugh.
Well, it's actually past some of the – I mean, there's some inconjuncts happening. Saturn is inconjuncting I think as Saturn gets through all of this into, you know, February, you won't have those one in conjunct after the other. Pluto is in conjunct your Venus at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a minor aspect, but it's still irritating, and you have that lineup of planets in the house of health. So you tend to feel this all in your health.
Right.
But it's more, it's got like a lot of emotional work. It feels like it's a heart chakra work that's affecting your solar plexus. And
what do you mean?
Yeah, that your digestive system, that it's more, there's a lot of old emotional stuff that's being processed and fear, and how do you love who you are now and love who you can be in the future. And all of that's kind of a little tricky. While you're in the midst of this, your progressed moon's in Cancer. It's moving into an opposition with that Saturn. So you've just got some work to do on your guts and helping it heal and loving and feeling good about who you can be in the future.
Right.
Anne, what do you see?
Yeah, I would agree. The Virgo is a Virgo-shaped in conjunct, Deb. So Virgo, of course, is the intestines. So I'm not surprised it's, you know, a hernia, a hiatal hernia, because that tends to be, you know, just heart, you know, heart on the esophagus. But you do have Saturn. He's been going back and forth over this point for a while. He does finish up with it in January. So, you know, I think not that you necessarily have to be on mashed potatoes till then. But I think his aggressive part is once he gets past 17 and he gets off your Mars. Because Mars is kind of the fire in the belly. So I think you probably
have. Okay, I know what you just meant by that.
I know, you've got the fire in your belly. So the fire in your belly is really like past Thanksgiving. So that it gets off the Mars then, and then I think it calms down. Plus your progressed sun now is in Virgo. And, of course, you know, part of the whole digestive process is we have to process things. And, you know, if you think of what the intestines are for, is they separate everything out. So earlier today I had a friend who's in from Ithaca, and we were processing, and she's like, you know, I don't do this for everybody, you know. And I was like, yeah, I know. I got this pile, I got that pile, I got the other pile. And I, you know, and we went through my piles, you know, of emotional stuff that we're processing. And everybody's processing. But in your case, it's
everybody's
in your health place. Yeah.
Right.
So and any Leo planets or any Gemini planets, thank heavens you don't have those, but certainly our president does. So he's going through psychological processing.
Well,
as
he's been going through that.
Yeah, I know, but it's really going to get big, you know. Mark, what do you see in Debbie's chart?
Yes, wait.
Yeah.
Well, you want to remember always that you are a Cancer, and if you have the ability to nurture yourself, and that's tied to your health, so you really need to take care of yourself. And just do it quietly. Do, you know, consult yourself for what you really need, and let measure how you respond to that.
I have to admit, I've been darkly, darkly depressed.
Yeah,
I have.
And that nothing helps you, makes your stomach, as a Virgo, nothing makes your stomach worse.
Yeah.
And that really,
Virgo,
you need to give
mean?
That Leo lineup
your
of yours.
Your progressive Virgo now, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You need to give your Leo lineup in your sixth house something to have an identity with other than your illness. You need to kind of like get excited about what could happen in 2 years.
Right.
And begin to kind of like, who else am I? I know I'm sick. I know I've got health issues. But what else am I? And how can I look forward to something? Because that Leo lineup really needs something to look forward to. And then it begins to kind of shift the focus in your health system.
You know, you don't even realize, you know, how depressing it is not to be able to eat, especially when you're an eater, a big eater.
Your Cancer sun likes to eat, but your progressed sun's in Virgo now. So Virgo says, you eat that and it'll give you a stomach ache. You eat that and it'll make you poop a lot because it's too much fat. You eat that.
No,
it's
not even that. It's the hiatal hernia.
But no, what you're saying is it doesn't matter the mechanism. That it's saying that, you know, your guts need that careful attention and they need to be loved. And, you know, your progressed sun's pulling away from Pluto. You know, you're on the healing bend. We just got to help you get there one step at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so when do you think that would be?
That's what you do with it. It has nothing to do with the timing. It's how can you use these transits to do, to replace that and help yourself here. And that, you know, we can talk about how they begin to shift, but a lot of it is on how do you eat, how do you work on that hiatal hernia in a way, are you, you know, how do you get the support you need in all kinds of different alternatives so that your health begins to remember what it's like to be healthy? You got some, you know, like, use these transits well. They're asking you to really take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say again, Mark. We lost you a little there. Yep.
Well,
Mark?
Let yourself know that you are being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you have
it. It's been rough, you know, I mean.
I bet.
Brain surgeries. And after the second brain surgery, right before, 2 days before.
So hard.
I couldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is with my chart?
You know,
really?
How else do you feed yourself besides food? And to make sure that the food that you're eating is good for your system, but that you feed yourself with experience, with, you know, spiritual food, with emotional food, with creative food, with music. I know you love music. You know,
I'm not enjoying the food because, you know, then I just get all acidity in my throat, my stomach.
That's why I said feed yourself with something other than food. Right now, the food has to be very just about, you know, what your body actually needs. And you kind of switch out of eating for comfort to just eating to survive. But feeding your soul with music and experience and love and flowers and the beauty of the fall. And what else can you feed yourself with besides food?
Well, as you probably saw, I've been buying a lot of rodents.
That's a little strange. I don't think
all right, so we're going to go on and take another call.
We're
going
to go on to the next
time.
One. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Thanks, Deb. Good luck with it. All right. 323-854. Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, you guys. I spoke to you a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 ago, and I only had 1 minute, and it was just about.
Give us your birth information and your question, and we'll get to you.
Okay. 12966.
Mm-hmm.
In Norwalk, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
At 4:08 a.m.
In Norwalk. And what's your question?
I wanted to know, you guys said my health would be improving, and Ann and I have emailed a little bit about this, and I just wondered if you could elaborate a little bit. Do you see that happening currently? And
the condition that's bothering you?
I've been on a course of medicine,
mm-hmm.
and it was antiparasitic, and it's been improving. But I wanted to know, what you see.
Because
you guys said it was really improving and everything was looking up. And so I just wanted
I think that if when we see Uranus get off your moon, there will be some major differences because your body's running a lot of, and it's sitting right on there. And it gets off by March. But it kind of goes back and forth over your moon between now and March. It's right there now. It's at 3 degrees, right on your moon. It's going to go back behind it, give you a little break for the winter, but then comes back and conjunct your moon again. So, Ann quoted about Elijah Cummings say, don't ask why it happened to you, but how can you use this time? But there's something about really changing how you take care of yourself and what your habits are that have changed that the moon in Taurus tends to get set in your ways. And it's about family patterning and self-care and nurturance. Uranus is sitting right on your moon, and it's squaring your Venus, and it's squaring your Mercury. So your whole, it's changing, but it's not necessarily changing for the better. You have the chance to change it for the better over the winter. It's like the clutch is in on all of your physical, emotional, and mental habits to help you build new habits that will take care of you, late into life, that the changes you make now can really shift how your health improves over time. That's
what
I'm
saying. This has been happening for a few years where I've already made such, 100% changes. I've even becoming a health practitioner, having gone through this, so changing my whole career.
Right. So you're learning, and you're working on it yourself, like from inside out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to start studying for that more officially, and I wondered if it was okay to start studying during Mercury retrograde.
Especially something that you've already been doing.
Yeah, you have a
progression.
Yeah, your Mercury by progression is retrograde right now. And it's on your Venus. Your Mercury is 28 Pisces, retrograde on your Venus, your progressed Venus in Pisces. So Venus in Pisces is the career direction. Venus ruling your midheaven and also ruling, kind of the Taurus moon. So this whole journey, and a lot of times we'll find that people go through something, and then they go through it to learn the new path they're going to be working on. So if you think of this as you having gone through this health stuff, it allows you to teach it to others because you've experienced it. And really, to be able to do it, you kind of have to live it on some level.
Mm-hmm.
It inspires you into the new life. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you really. You have a lot to do if you do it in an organized way. So don't worry about the Mercury retrograde. Just make sure you organize well, and things will fit together.
Right.
Yeah, I feel a little overwhelmed at tackling it because I'm also trying to do a freelance job at the same time, which I'm really hoping will continue. It's freelance marketing and branding. Do you see that's been very light lately?
And what field? Are you doing marketing
fashion.
And branding for?
Fashion, clothing. Fashion, clothing.
Uh-huh.
Do you still see that picking up? It's just been a little quiet. They've booked me at least through December, but do you see that picking up?
You've got Jupiter going through the first, so that's going to kick up new work stuff for you or new directions for you. And then as the two, he spends next year kind of starting a whole new 15-year cycle. You know, natally, your Pluto and your Jupiter talk to each other. So they're getting married the next year. So I would anticipate new ways of making money. The branding totally works. But I would watch for some other stuff to be showing up with it. Also, because your progressed ascendant right now is kind of in the middle of a finger of God, kind of activating and kind of trying to figure out what its next journey is. So you've got a lot of stuff kind of being led. So I would watch for things coming in that maybe are a little off path. And you go, well, I've not done that, but, I've got the background. Let me try it. So I would kind of look for different things that arrive. A lot of times when Uranus comes to the moon, we get new partners related, but not quite the same as what we've been doing. So kind of staying flexible to how it shows up. But I do think now that the planets are all kind of moving forward full steam ahead and getting ready to go through your second house, traditionally that does bring in changes in how you make your income and how you make your money. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
I would just kind of stay flexible to what shows up. So
yeah,
you guys have
flexible,
more to add on the work stuff?
Stay flexible and intuitive because you have a lot of Aquarius energy that wants to be
yeah.
new.
Okay,
and
that's the part
notes.
That likes being free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And take notes about what you learned on this side of it, what you learned as someone who was being healed. Because I think you've been in intense spiritual training to be a healer through your own experiences.
Yeah.
Yes.
So really take notes on what you wish people had done differently, what worked, what didn't work, and how and so that you can really call that in and compost and put to good use what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hoping that new income will be through the health practitioner work and really helping people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it will.
It's
a lot
great
to learn.
For doing that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
good.
I'm so glad.
Sounds great.
Thank you guys
so
much. So great talking to you all.
You're welcome. Yeah, good luck. All right, so the British lady said it's time up. It always goes so fast. And remember, if you can't listen live to the show, you can write questions in and send them to one of us, and we share them and put them on the air. So this is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana. And Mark.
Mark?
Yep. Mark Wolves, New York City, signing off.
All right.
Great. And we'll hope to see you next week.
We'll see you next week, and then we'll see you on March 14th for a weekend of Access Astrology. And also, Mark and I speak every Tuesday at the church. And if you didn't see it, we're in the New Yorker this week, Mark and I.
It's very
under
exciting.
Astrology, Access Astrology, and meeting in this in a stuffy church, which we run the air conditioning now, so it's not so stuffy. last week, everybody was complaining it was too cold. But yeah, you can come by between 6 and 7:30. On Tuesday nights. Most Tuesdays, not the holidays, we're there. Look forward to seeing you all, and take care and have a great, great rest of the week. And watch out there. It's going to be a little wild.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.